AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Dylan Roof, the white man accused of killing nine black church members in Charleston, South Carolina, will be in court next hour as the feds bring him up on hate crime charges and other alleged federal offenses. This will be his first appearance in a federal court. In Cincinnati, a fired university police officer is out of jail after posting bond last night in the killing of a black motorist. Ray Tensing was on suicide watch in jail. His lawyer says he's depressed and in shock over the murder charges against him. Jailer Charmaine McGuffey.
I think he's relieved, just like anybody would, to have the bond posted and to leave the Justice Center.
Will the U.S. extradite a Minnesota man to Zimbabwe to face charges of killing a protected lion? Zimbabwe is making the request. Here's our Matt Small.
When Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer killed Cecil the lion, social media exploded with outrage. But scientists who study the animals say the big cats have been in big trouble for years. Experts say the African lion population has fallen by more than half since 1980 and dropped even faster in East Africa due to trophy hunting, just like Palmer's. Plus, the beast's habitat keeps shrinking, and many of them are killed by locals over livestock and agriculture issues. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe says efforts to extradite the American are underway, but the dentist's whereabouts remain unknown. I'm Matt Small.
Palmer says he thought the hunt was legal. Police in Pennsylvania have now recaptured an escaped inmate who killed a woman after walking away from a work release program, they say. Robert Chrisman had been delivering meals to fellow inmates when he just took off, according to authorities. A vehicle struck a barricade near the U.S. Capitol this morning. One person's in custody, though we don't have any other details at the moment. This is AP Radio News. They made quite a show of it this morning as they announced the host city for the 2022 Winter Olympic Games. There was music. And there was a guy with a big voice dramatically opening the envelope.
Beijing.
That, in fact, was the president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach. Beijing beat out Almaty, Kazakhstan in a close vote, despite the fact that Beijing doesn't get much winter weather, we're told. In New Jersey, police say a man suspected of making off with a bag containing $150,000 in cash that was mistakenly left behind by ATM workers bought an SUV with the money hours later. Alton Harvey was arrested on Wednesday. They're still looking for one other man. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.